Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is written in the first verse of the first chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Today the church begins its most solemn season of preparation. So remarkable is the change in the tone of our worship this day that many liturgologists have suggested that if there is such a thing as a church year, rather than just a succession of seasons, it surely begins today. That contrast is all the more sharply drawn when we look back to just last Sunday. The last Sunday we were on the Mount of Transfiguration, and our Lord was portrayed before us in all his splendor and deity. The brightness which reminded us that he is the one who dwells in inapproachable light. A genuine conversation with giants, Moses and Elijah came and spoke with him. And an approving voice from heaven, this is my beloved Son, listen to him. But not only were we not permitted to remain on the holy mountain, this good Lord that we are here, let us make these boots. Not only did we have to descend to the plain, but today there is another voice. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem. And everything that is written in the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and spitefully treated and spit upon and be put to death. And the third day he will rise again. And they understood none of these things. As we prepare for a Lenten journey, with the hope that we shall indeed, by God's grace, understand these things, our text gives us a word for direction and for hope. Hippomone, with perseverance, let us run the race that is set before us. I would suggest that this could well be a motto for our Lenten marathon. Hippomone, perseverance. Hippomone does not reside in us. It is not some inner resource on which we draw in time of need. It was also for the Greeks. Hippomone is that manly courage with which one faces what fate and destiny has placed before you. It is the attitude toward which the wounded soldier bears his pain. It is the schooling of the will for the discipline of the soul. It is all that and more in the literature of the day. But it cannot be that for us. Perseverance cannot be an inner resource on which we draw in time of need. For you and I recognize that in us, that is in our flesh, there dwells no good thing. No, perseverance, hippomone, must come from the gospel of Jesus Christ.